Postal Service workers will see another round of buyouts and fewer overtime hours as mail delivery moves to 5 days a week from six. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe says the service's current budget deficit of $20 billion requires the reduction of mail delivery only. Packages will still be delivered on Saturdays. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here now with details on the potential impact on postal workers with the services moved to 5 days a week. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So what should postal workers expect from these changes that the Postmaster General announced yesterday?
Well, the changes actually will mean the equivalent of 22,500 employees will not be needed. Now, let me be clear. This is not a buyout or an attrition of 22,500 employees. It's the equivalent of the work that is now currently being done by that many people. Postmaster General Patrick Donahoe says the service already has cut its workforce by 193,000 people over the last several years and by more than 306,000 over the last 13 years. So they've been preparing for this eventual cutback in service. He says the reduction of hours would come from two specific ways the Postal Service gets their work done.
Right now, the Postal Service, we run in excess of 10% overtime, almost 12%, and we've done this on purpose by not hiring and using attrition to take advantage of people leaving without having to resort to layoffs. We think by eliminating overtime and looking at some flexibility we have in with the part-time workforce and potentially working with the unions on some buyouts, we'll easily hit that. Since the year 2000, the Postal Service has reduced approximately 306,000 jobs. People, no layoffs. We do not want to lay off. We're a responsible employer.
Now, Donahoe says that these changes in overtime and part-time workers would include mail carriers, mail processors, mail handlers, as well as supervisors. Overall, these changes, Donahoe says he expects the attrition rate among postal employees to increase by as much as 42,000 people in 2013. Usually, it's about 27,000 to 30,000 in any given year.
Most of the projected $2 billion in cost savings will occur as a result of a more efficient network and a reduction in size of our workforce. We're projecting that we will be able to reduce about 45 million work hours making these changes. And the key areas of cost reduction, of course, will be Saturday mail delivery, Saturday mail processing, and transportation. Postal Service has a great track record of managing through major operational changes. And we believe that we can accomplish our workforce goals through attrition, and we'll be working with our unions and management associations. In terms of timing, we'll publish detailed operational plans for our business mailers in March next month, and we'll be conducting a number of webinars and other educational efforts to make sure that we reach all business customers.
Now, Donahoe says USPS has 6 months to work with mailers and unions to make sure these changes do go smoothly.
Jason, why now? I mean, they've been looking at this for 5 years. Why not 5 years ago?
Yeah, in fact, they did a study 2 years ago and found a lot of support and potential for moving to 5 days a week. But I think there's a couple of reasons why specifically now. First, they believe they have enough congressional support to cut that 1 day of mail delivery. I mean, Congress has been very vocal against them cutting this from 6 days to 5 days. But I think that the fiscal situation and things like that are growing support in Congress. In fact, Donahoe says the continuing resolution, which will end in March, actually gives them an opportunity because in the CR there's a requirement to continue to have a 6 day a week delivery.
There's plenty of time in there that if there is some disagreement, we can get that resolved and encourage Congress to take any language out that stops us from moving to this 5 day mail schedule. Our customers have consistently said, do the right thing. Do not become a burden for taxpayers. Our customers have also told us we want packages on Saturday, and I think that this solution is the right solution for the business and for our customers.
The USPS spokesman further clarified why the CR is important into this whole discussion. Basically, the spokesman says once the CR expires, Donahoe hopes lawmakers will not renew the language requiring 6 day a week delivery, which is in the CR today. Now, for the second reason why I think that they're pushing today is just this comes back down to straight finances. Donahoe says they can no longer financially support 6 day a week delivery.
We have a $20 billion gap that needs to get resolved. Most of this still needs to get resolved from a legislative standpoint. You know, if you think about it, we're on the hook this year still for a $5.5 billion pre-funding bill for the future retiree health benefits. Those kind of things need to be resolved. So we want to work with Congress on the things that are critical, the things that we do not have control over. I think Congress will be very responsible. And I think, as we've seen, the win-win with the small post offices and everything else, everybody knows it's the right way to go. Customers have said, we want packages. Customers have also said, we do not want the Postal Service to become a burden to taxpayers, and we're not going in that direction.
Now, Donahue adds, the Postal Service has had some desperate times over the last few months, including having less than 4 days' worth of cash on hand to pay its bills in October. He says normally a private sector company would have at least 2 months of cash on hand at any one time, so having less than 4 days is obviously dire circumstances for the post office. And obviously, we've talked about USPS not making their payment to pre-fund their retirement plans. That likely will happen again this year. Now, I also asked the USPS spokesman about if the organization is still looking into whether it's underfunded or overfunded its FERS retirement account, and whether it's going to move into its own health benefit plan and out of the FEHB. Right now, he says no decisions have been made, no new information is available on those two issues.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Jason, just looking at the flurry of press statements from yesterday, it seems like the reactions really are everything under the sun.
Absolutely. But, you know, from Congress, it's been mostly positive. Both the chairman and ranking members of key oversight committees, House Oversight and Government Reform, Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, put out releases basically in support of the plan to move to 5 days. One key congressman is Blake Fahrenthold. He's the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Subcommittee on the Federal Workforce, the Postal Service, and the Census. He says the move to Saturday delivery is a step in the right direction, and he says USPS has put a responsible plan forward to help regain their financial solvency. Congressman Daryl Issa and Senator Tom Coburn, both key members of those committees, also support the five-day-a-week decision, calling it common sense. The one key lawmaker that wasn't so excited is Senator Tom Carper. He's the chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. He says actually he's disappointed by the Postal Service's announcement, but he continues to call on Congress to reduce the number of service mandates it places on USPS so the Postmaster General can more easily adjust operations to reflect the changing demands. So obviously they got to get him on board really to get this moving through. And one thing also to keep in mind, they did have an ally in the Postal Rate Commission who recommended this move to 5 days back in March 2011. So obviously Congress there's a more support than not from Congress. Now the employee unions, that's a whole different, you know, category there. The employee unions are not happy in the least bit. The National Rural Letter Carriers Association President Jeanette Dwyer says the decision to move to 5 days a week is what she calls yet another death knell for the quality of service provided by the Postal Service. And Frederick Rolando, the president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, says the move to 5 days a week is a disastrous idea that would have a profoundly negative effect on the Postal Service and its customers. So obviously there's an uphill battle there. Now I did ask Donahue, has he talked to union? Has he talked to the Congress yet? And he said yes, they have briefed both the Hill and the union about these plans.
I would expect we'd get a challenge. I mean, you can never be sure that nobody's going to sue you, but again, this is America. If you can sue, we'll work it out. It's our intention that we would be able to work with Congress. If there is differences, move on, get this, the next CR cleared up so there's no differences. It's the right thing to do.
There was also word late yesterday from the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, who says he's also optimistic that postal reform legislation would get to the House floor in the near future. So I think there's going to be a lot of things to watch over the next 6 months, especially by March 27th when that CR ends. Will Congress or won't Congress put the language into the next CR or the next set of appropriation bills requiring 6 days a week? If they do, this whole plan is moot.
And we should note also that a letter went to Patrick Donahue from Jerry Connolly of the 11th District of Virginia and also Sam Graves and it was copied to Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and Ruth Goldway, the Chairman of the Postal Regulatory Commission, saying, you know, who the heck are you guys to do this? We like six-day delivery for mail, and what's your legal basis for doing this? So that letter went out yesterday, and I think it was signed by Sam Graves just before Jerry Connolly sent it.
Absolutely, and we have a link to that letter on federalnewsradio.com. And you're right, the question there is, you've been asking Congress for this help for the last umpteen days, years. Why all of a sudden you think you can do it now? And I think it's a fair question.
And that is Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. As always, we thank you for that full report.
Thank you.